When we listen to Gospels which recount miracles such as Jesus performs in today's Gospel, as St. Mark writes of it, there's always a common element that's not just common among the four Gospels. It's meant to present to us the very same reality. As we listen, and no doubt it's for those who were present, this was a dramatic miracle which Jesus performs. He doesn't perform miracles just to be dramatic. Each miracle reveals that the kingdom of God is at hand. God is with his people. It's Jesus. But that very presence demands a response. We see contrasted in this episode, in this event, in which Jesus drives out the demon legion, two contrasting responses. The poor man restored to full health, both physically and spiritually. He wants to stay with Jesus. He doesn't want to be separated from Jesus. And then we have the town people who knew all about this man. They come out. They're told what's happened. They see the man perfectly restored to health. And they're afraid of Jesus. Some might have the reaction, what could these people be thinking of? Begging Jesus to go away? Note what Jesus does. He doesn't try to change their minds. He doesn't try to temper what he had just done in performing a miracle. That's their choice, a terrible choice. But it is their choice, as opposed to this man now fully healed. He wants to cling to Jesus. He wants to go with him. But Jesus says, no, go home to your family. Tell them, show them how good and merciful God truly is. Well, the two responses to the powerful presence of Christ in their lives. The church asks us, meditate on it. Ask ourselves. Today, as the Lord reveals himself to us and his will to us, what will it be? Yes, or get away from me, Lord, I'm afraid.